Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalmi Erev in Daf Yud Beis. We are starting about the fifth line with the words of Zeir of Dimi de Chaifa and Vilnsur's Daf. It's on Yud Alpha Amud Alpha, about 2/3 of the way into the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamash at Haven Aliyah. Now, in the previous Amud, we were discussing Tzuras HaPesach, which we had also called Peya, and how it's kosher in regards to Kelayim and maybe in regards to Shabbos. And something more tells us, Reb Zeir quotes of Dimi de Chaifa, who says, B'shem Hashem Elokesh, Lagoiva, when we're talking about height, Afilu Ad Meya Amah, even until 100 Amos, which means Tzuras HaPesach in regards to Shabbos is valid even if it's 100 amas tall. However, Rav Yudin says, Hadot the Tamer Linyan Kelayim. That's only in regards to Kelayim of Alinyan Shabbos Loi, but in regards to Shabbos, it's not so. Loi Te Peya Gvay Min HaKaira, the Peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, is not going to be any higher than a Kaira. And just like we said in the first mission of the Masechta, that if a Kaira is above 20 amas, it has to be minimized. So too, this Peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be the same height, no higher than 20 amas. Now, Rabbi Yosef, I'm a Rebbe, he Kelayim his Shabbos, then no, Kelayim and Shabbos is the same thing. And the question is, Aldai Rebbe, Mabin Kaira, Mabin Peya. According to Rebbe, what's the difference between a kaira and peya? Why is it that a kaira at the entrance to a mavoi is not allowed to be higher than 20 amis, but this peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, in regards to Shabbos, is allowed to be higher than 20 amis? And the answer is kaira matzalas mirachachas. A kaira only saves from one direction. In other words, the entranceway to our mavoi only has one thing on it. Just a kaira, that's all we have. That's the only thing being used for heker, and therefore it has to be within 20 amis for us to know that there's this kaira there. But peya in a matzalas al shtei megufefes marabruchasel. A peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, only saves, meaning it's only valid until it's covered by four directions. In other words, when we have a Tzuras HaPesach, there's four things right at the entranceway. We have the beam on top, we have the two side posts, and then we have something on the bottom. And that actually forms a proper mechitza. And therefore, when we have a proper mechitza, it could be even higher than 20 amas. And v'sai kai demar Reb Zeir b'shem Rav Mnuna, it's just like Reb Zeir says in the name of Rav Mnuna, the peya ein matzels ad shtei megufefes me'abru chasel, a peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, only saves once it's surrounded on all four sides. Now, Amar Baba Mamel, he tells us something similar to Tetrapolis shebekramim, a cover of vineyards, also tal tachtein, one is not allowed to carry underneath them. Bnei Shein Soif Tikra, because it's the end of the roof. Ve'in Soif Tikra Matzim Shem Peya, and the end of a roof cannot save because of Peya. It's not considered Tzuras HaPesach. It's basically a bunch of vines that had some sort of schach placed over them. And the chiddush over here is that you cannot carry under them, even though technically you might say, we have a regular Tzuras HaPesach here. The vines themselves are considered the side posts, and then the schach on top of them is like the top crossbeam. And the reason why it's not valid, as we just said, is because it's considered Soif Tikra, since it's covering these boards, the schach, was meant to be a roof and not meant to be part of the Tzuras HaPesach, we can't treat it as a Tzuras HaPesach. And we're going to see something very similar a little bit later on. Now, Omer Pinchas says, also of the Kimi Rabbi Yirmiya, Ba'arba Amudim, Va'aleim Arab Petzalios, a store came in front of Rabbi Yirmiya with four posts and there was four beams on top of them. V'hitu Tatam Shem Peya, he did allow carrying here because of Peya, because that's a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Now, Rabbon V'Rabbanon, that's a proper Girsa, Bon Kumi Rab Ze'era, they asked in front of Rab Ze'era, Peya Ma'u Shetatzel B'Sukkah, what about a Tzuras HaPesach? Could that save by Sukkah? Meaning, could that be considered a wall by Sukkah? So, Omer Lani told them, Peya Matzalas B'Sukkah, no problem, it's considered a wall by Sukkah. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's considered a wall. Another question, Soif Schach Ma'u Shiatzel B'Sukkah. Let's say he doesn't have a proper Tzuras HaPesach, but the Schach goes all the way to the side posts. Could that be considered Tzuras HaPesach? Because we have the end of the Schach and then the two side posts. So maybe that's considered a valid wall. And to this, Omer Lani told them, Ein Soif Schach Matzal B'Sukkah, the end of the Schach does not save by Sukkah, it's not considered Tzuras HaPesach. And the question is, Ma Bein Zeh L'Zeh, what's the difference between this and that? And the answer is, like we just said before, and pay attention to the gears of change, Zeh Nasa L'Kach, V'Zeh Loi Nasa L'Kach. This was made for it, and this wasn't made for it. When we have two side posts and a beam placed on top, so that beam is meant to be a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's considered Tzuras HaPesach. But when we have side posts and then some schach placed on top of them, the schach is just meant as a covering, it's meant as a ticker, as a roof. It's not meant to be used as a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's not a valid wall. Now, Omer Ravo tells us, Kol Ilin Milaya, all these discussions, Le'inyin Mesiv Umeitan, that's only in regards to the give and take, the shakavataria, the back and forth, the Talmudical discussion, but halahiris, in regards to paskening by Sukkah, usser, it's totally usser, and we can't use the Tzuras HaPesach as a wall. And we continue on to the next step, lahiris, in regards to paskening, ma'im Sukkah kala atomer usser, if just like by Sukkah, which we're using much more makel with, we say that it's usser and it's not considered a valid wall, Shabbos HaChamur like Kol Shekein, in regards to Shabbos, which is much more chamur, wouldn't we for sure say that? And if we just have a peya, we just have a Tzuras HaPesach, and again, we're not talking about the Tzuras HaPesach as the entrance of a mavoi, it's just a regular Tzuras HaPesach that we're trying to consider a wall to allow us to care for Shabbos, we for sure can't use that. Now, Rabban Bar Chiya, Baal Kumi Rab Ze'era, he asks as follows, Man Tano Peya Matzeles, who's the man to Amar that this Peya, the Tzuras HaPesach, works for Shabbos? Lo Rabbi Yechim Anuri, isn't that Rabbi Yechim Anuri? And he's a Das Yachid, and we don't paskin like him. And Amar Lehi told him, Hadat Tana, you're right, it is him, and he's a Das Yachid, and we do not paskin like him. And on to Yud Bezo and Bezo on top, Halacha Yud, another Mishnah, continuing to discuss this whole case of this Shayara, of this encampment in the middle of a field, and how they can make a mechitza around themselves so they could carry in this whole area. Here's our third suggestion, Mekifin Bekanim, they could surround themselves themselves with posts, which are placed vertically, as long as there isn't three tefachim in between the posts. If there's less than that, then we say lavod, that closes up the gaps, and it's considered like the entire thing is sealed up. But now comes a qualification of this. B'shayara dibru, dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is only with a shayara, a caravan, meaning when you have multiple people encamped, and they're surrounding themselves with this sort of mechitza, it's okay to have this weak sort of mechitza. But if it's just an individual who's by himself, he needs to have a proper mechitza of shasi ve'erev, which means it has to be made up of both vertical and horizontal things, strings, posts, whatever it is. Whereas the Chama argue and say that no, the Chama were only talking about a shayar, this caravan, because that's the commonplace thing. Usually you're going to have a situation where people are using this funny sort of mechitza, kelim of behema, or just posts every once in a while with strings wrapped around them, or these posts that are within three tefachim of each other, because they're a caravan traveling and they got stuck in the middle of the field. But even if it's not that situation and it's just one guy, he could also rely on this funny sort of mechitza. And continue on with another opinion, call mechitza she'enish al shasi shal erev, any mechitza that's not made up of both of shasi and erev, vertical and horizontal, in a mechitza, it's not a valid mechitza, divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that's his opinion, and that's even with a shayara, so we see he's the most machmer, whereas a chum, Rabbi Chum argue, and this a chum is Rabbi Yehuda, that echad mishnei dvarim, that no, when we're talking about a shayara, we could have just one of them, either shasi or erev, we don't need to have both. And now the mishnah concludes, arba dvarim patur v'machane, there are four things that a chum impatred when dealing with an army encampment, when the yidden went out to war, and they had a whole group of soldiers, a whole encampment, there are four things they're patur from. Number one, mivin etz mikol makom, they're allowed to bring wood from any place, and they don't have to be chashish that they're stealing. Uptur merchitz yadayim, they don't have to wash their hands. Umidmai, that they do not have to take meiser off of produce which is demai, which means it came from an am haaretz, and it's a suffix whether or not meiser was separated. They don't have to take meiser off of it. And lastly, mela'arev, making an eruv, which means if they have two army encampments which are surrounded by a wall, but there's a mechitz in between, and they want to be able to carry from one to another, they do not have to make an eruv in between them. It's permitted to do so without an eruv. And the Gemara clarifies, as we explain the Mishnah, mekifin bekanim b'shayara de Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, then we're dealing with a shayara, this caravan, then we could surround it just with kanim, and that's efficient. Hayachid, but if it's just an individual, he's not in a shayara, he's not a caravan, tzar shasiv erev, then he needs to make a proper mechitza of both vertical and horizontal. The Gemara tells us, for Reb Yehuda, mishanya ben yachid l'shayara. Reb Yehuda clearly differentiates between a yachid, an individual, and a shayara, a caravan. The Rabban loy mishanya ben yachid l'shayara. The Rabbanan don't differentiate between an individual and a caravan. It seems to be in the Mishnah that they don't, but does that mean there's no differentiations whatsoever according to the Chachamim between an individual and a shayara? And the answer is, nishmina adal. Let's learn from the following. We're going to quote a brayso, and then based off of the Amoraim's discussion of the brayso, we're going to see what the answer is. Brayso tells us, shayara shachanas batel shu gvaya asara, a caravan that encamped on a mound that's higher than 10 tefachim. It's not this tiny little mound. It's obviously a huge area which is elevated off of the main ground by 10 tefachim, or b'neka shu amek asara. They're inside some sort of depression of the ground, which is 10 tefachim deep, or b'gina shi mukavas gader, inside a garden which is surrounded by a fence. And in all these situations, mida ayraisa, there's a proper mechitza, because they're either inside this garden, which is a fence, or they're on this mound, which is 10 tefachim high, so that means that the walls of the mound are proper mechitzas midaraisa. But the key thing over here is that it wasn't mukaf ladira. These mechitzas were not built in order to be able to live inside them, such as in the case of the gina, even though a man built these mechitzas, it was really just meant for the garden. And in the case of the tail, the mound, Hashem made the mechitzas, not any person, and therefore there was never intention of living inside this area, which is surrounded by mechitzas. Metaltal and ba, filu kor, filu kuraim, they can carry in this whole area freely, even up to the area of a kor or two kor. Metaltal ba, besosayim, obavachal yishar ba, besosayim panoi, as long as they don't leave two beisa open. Now, this is a din that we have mentioned previously, that we know that midrabanan, an area larger than two beisa, needs to be mukaf ladira. It has to be surrounded with mechitzas for the purpose of dwelling in order to carry here. And what we just learned in this braisa is that when we're dealing with the shayara, even if the area is two kar, which is much larger than two beisa, it's permitted to carry here freely as long as there isn't an area the size two beisa within this that's totally unused. Now, we clarify, what does that mean, unused? So Rav Acha says, b'sharon chenina, afilu ochvais, afilu avitin, even if that two saw area is being used just to store saddles or cushions, even though people aren't using it, it's not considered unused. Whereas most of Rav Huna Amra, the following member of Huna tells us, ubavad adam, that two saw area has to be used by people. It can't just be used for their stuff. Where we see this, demar of Baba Shem Rav Chana, Rav Basa and Nair Rav Chana, which is Rav Huna, echad eshnaim, if we have one or two people, nois olahem beis osayim, we allow them to carry within two beisa. Shloisha, if there's three people, nois olahem beis sheish osayim, we give them the area of six saw to carry around in, even though again it wasn't mukaf ladira. That's because each person is being given two beisa. You'd give one alpha on top, mikan veheilch ufi chashben, from here on it's based off of chashben. So if we have four people encamped in an area, they'd be allowed to carry around freely an eight saw. And now defining what a shayara is, ein shayara pachas mishloisha, a shayara can't be anything less than three people. Ein I goy mashal b'shayara, a guy cannot complete a shayara, meaning if we have two yidden and a guy, that's not counted as a shayara. And we end up with the question, katan ma'u shayash Shalshim Shayara. What about a katan? If we have two adults and a katan, would that be considered a Shayara? We don't have an answer to this question, but we do have an answer to our previous question that yes, even though Chum argue with Rabbi Yehuda and allow machitz of just Shesi or Erev, even for a Yachid, they do still differentiate between a Shayara and a Yachid in that which you just mentioned here, that it's still considered a machitza grua, and they only allow carrying here for Yachid up until two Beisah, whereas a Shayara can use the entire area, even if it's larger than that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about what size area one or two people, even more than that, are allowed to carry in. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.